Welcome to Grace for All, a daily devotional podcast produced by the Congregation of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee. We're glad that you have joined us for these few moments where we can share the love of Jesus Christ.
This devotion was written by Bill Green and read by Jim Stovall. It's okay to ask for help. I am the vine, you are the branches. Those who abide in me and I in them bear much fruit, because apart from me, you can do nothing. John chapter 15, verse 5. In this parable, Jesus uses the word abide to talk about our relationship to Him. Abide in this setting is a rich word meaning to stay in fellowship or union with Christ. The metaphor of vine and branch helps us to drive this message home. Grapes can only grow and bear fruit if they are connected to the vine. What does abiding mean for us? For me, it is a reminder that I need to ask Jesus for help, not just when things are hard, but at all times. It is a way of connecting faith with action. I have been told that I am too self-reliant. For this reason, I am loath to ask for help. This is true from handyman chores around the house to my faith. Too often I find myself believing that I have all the tools I need in faith to accomplish much for God. When these feelings bubble up to the surface, I start feeling a little too proud of myself for something I did in the name of Jesus and what results have happened. Then I remember this verse and realize the fruit of results would not have happened without Jesus' help. Then an even more sobering thought occurs to my mind. Would the harvest have been better if I had asked for help from God and from others? This, I remember, is what it means to abide. Sadly, the answer is almost always yes. To abide, to be in fellowship with God and others, means having an awareness that I need help and then asking for it. The other day, a situation happened to drive that point home. A light switch needed replacing. I knew how to do it, but I didn't have the tools necessary for accomplishing the task today. I knew that my son had what I needed, which I asked to borrow. He said, "Don't worry, I will be over in a few minutes and replace it." As he was accomplishing the task, I had to admit to feeling unsettled. I didn't like feeling like I needed help. I wanted to do it myself. But as he finished, he turned and smiled and said, "Glad I could help." I realized just then I had given him a gift. He felt blessed to be able to help. In asking for and receiving help, something more than a light switch was fixed. I see God relating to us in much the same way. When we let go of our need to be in control and turn and ask for help and guidance, God rejoices. For now, we are abiding in God. Our faith, our work, and God's love and direction come together, and something better happens. Others get involved, and the kingdom of God expands in love and joy. So remember, you don't have to go it alone in faith or in life. Ask for help and see how you are connected, abiding with others and with God, and rejoice at the fruit those connections bring. Let us pray. Loving God, we do want to abide in you, to be in a deep and fruitful relationship. Remind us that to do this, we need to humble ourselves and ask for help and for guidance, for it is only then that you are at the center of our lives and we find the way to produce abundant fruit for you and the world. Amen.
I'm Jonathan Jonas, the senior pastor of First United Methodist Church in Maryville, Tennessee, and you've been listening to our congregation's Grace for All podcast. I'm so grateful for the lay members of our congregation who write, edit, and produce this podcast. To learn more about our congregation and its ministries, or to participate in our streaming worship services this weekend, please visit our website at firstchurch.org. That's the number one, STCHURCH.ORG. Until the next episode, may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God our Father, and the presence of God's Holy Spirit be with you.